Simple.
Happy Monday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Monday. It's good to see you, too.
J. Anthony Brown is on vacation this
Yay!
Week.
Yay!
And it takes a village.
Yes, it does.
So in for the vacation in J. Anthony Brown is Damon Williams.
Hey, woo! Seriously.
And Benji Brown.
Good morning. Good morning.
Double Kiki trouble is in the house.
That's right. Right early.
Here it goes.
Kiki.
Oh my God. Y'all weekend was good.
Yeah, our weekend was good.
Your weekend was good.
It was good. I still got some clothes I still need to finish washing.
Other than that, it was a good weekend?
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Yeah. I saw Cam Newton getting on the way to the Super Bowl, Kiki. And
you did?
Yeah, and Cam Newton was wearing some pants I thought were yours.
You're so crazy, Tom. You know what? I meant to wash them. What he wearing my pants for? I didn't even know he could fit in them.
Those were some
what
wild pants.
Baby
though.
Mama said too.
Yeah. Oops.
Benji Brown.
That's when you done said something wrong.
Welcome, Benji.
What's going on?
How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. I can't call it. I might spoil it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, old school. Old school.
That's old school right there. Yeah.
I run into Benji all the time when I'm in Miami.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In the hallway.
Excuse me, pardon. Excuse me.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me here. Yeah.
Finally. Yeah.
This is the best studio I've ever seen in my life.
Man.
It is the nicest.
The best studio I have ever seen.
Yeah. This is the red velvet cake.
The red velvet? That's why she said, welcome to the red velvet.
Yeah.
All right. I'm looking for it. Cut me a slice. Where?
I know.
That's the only thing wrong with it.
That's the deceiving part. That's it, though.
Threw me off.
Okay. All right.
Sort of like ladies with yoga pants that don't do yoga. Throwing you off, man.
False advertisement. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just thinking guys with big shoes. Hey. But
come on, man.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Guys with big shoes. Yeah. False advertising.
Yeah, false advertising.
Okay, Sybil.
All right, let's start it off.
Today's the big day.
Today's the big day for what?
The presidential contest finally begins.
Okay. I don't understand the Iowa caucus.
I know.
Okay, I understand don't. Primaries and I understand right. going to the polls and
but
voting,
the caucus.
But I don't understand what a caucus is and how they decide who they want as their presidential candidate, both Republican and Democrat. It's the weirdest thing.
Actually, this is really on the Democratic side where they have all these precincts like normally, normal states, 1,650 precincts. But they go into the church houses, they go into the restaurants, they go into people's homes. And for the Democrats, they split up into each group. It's like in a corner of the room.
So it's three groups.
It's three groups. So they take out three.
A Bernie group, a Hillary group, and
Martin O'Malley.
And what's his name?
What's his name group? Okay. The former Governor Martin O'Malley. And so everybody's there, and those are the three groups. And so if you have... Everybody gives their, pitch for who you want to vote for. We'd like you to vote for Martin O'Malley. Martin O'Malley is a former governor. He knows. Hillary knows.
Yeah. And so
people then who are there gathered to listen to their speeches go to those various corners.
Okay.
Now, if the one candidate who they suppose is not going to get 15% of those gathered.
How many are gathered?
Well,
the whole state?
No. In the whole state, they do, but these are in the precincts. Remember, okay? So just let's say the Tuskegee precinct.
Okay.
Okay.
In Iowa.
Yeah, they moved them to Iowa.
Okay.
But just so your precinct, that small group of people, maybe 150 people. Let's say 15% of those let's say 10% of those are for Martin O'Malley people, okay?
Mm.
So that's 15 people. But you have to have a group of 15, you have to have 15% in order for you to get to the next step.
Mm.
I know.
So we still don't understand it. No. That was a nice explanation.
Well, apparently it wasn't. But you have to have at least 15% of the vote. If Martin O'Malley doesn't get 15% in that particular precinct, then they break up, and then that's when the Hillary people and the Bernie people go to work saying, you want to come over to our side. You want to be with Hillary. Or you want to be with Bernie because Bernie is going to change the world. Or Hillary knows what it's all about. And so those people are now up for grabs. Those are the people that are up for grabs.
The remaining people that were.
Those 15 or not quite 15% people of Martin O'Malley, so then they can decide where to go. And so this is going to go on throughout the entire state of Iowa in terms of who's going to go where. And you really have to stand up for your people. This isn't where you have a secret ballot. Where the Republicans are, they will fill out a ballot and fill in the name of the people that they want. And so this is how it will go for the Democrats. You have to go in there and you have some cookies and you drink a little punch.
They have cookies and punch?
Yeah.
Church at the fellowship hall.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Exactly. The Republicans will go in, they'll fill out, and they'll say who they want, and then they'll leave. Now, the other determining factor in all of this is Donald Trump is leading in all the polls.
Right.
But a lot of the people that he's attracting have never voted before.
So they
don't even know what to do. So will they show up on top of the fact that there's a major snowstorm coming their way? So you got weather, you got people who have never voted before, and you've got the opportunity for people to vote for a guy that, you know, is leading in the polls, but what will happen once they get to the precincts is a whole nother matter.
You understand?
Not at all. It's the Iowa Caucasians.
You understand, Benji?
There are black people who live in Iowa.
A little bit of it. I mean, that was.
I mean, we're on in Des Moines.
Oh, what's up, Des Moines?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there will be people who will text in this morning, and they'll tell you tonight at 7 o'clock they'll go, and you'll get all of this information. Now, here's the other part about Iowa.
There's another part?
There's another part.
How many parts we got here?
I don't know if you remember back in 2012 when the Republicans were running, and Rick Santorum did win the Iowa caucuses. But you didn't find out till weeks later because they claimed that they had all of these ballots coming in from the servicemen and all of the people who were sending in their ballots from other parts of the world. So it could be that Donald Trump's not happy with the outcome of this, and so he'll say, we've got to count all of these ballots that are coming in. So you might not find out who wins for the Republicans or who wins for, especially for the Republicans, tonight after the weather and the lateness of the hour.
Wait a minute. This is Monday night.
This is Monday. Yeah.
I thought primaries and voting is always on Tuesday.
No, because they needed to be, Iowa always needs to be first.
Oh, okay.
Iowa always needs to be first. And then next Tuesday is when you start with the primaries, and that's New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And so you're hoping for a big bump from Iowa like President Obama got in 2008. But it may not happen.
Okay, we're going to pop quiz. This has been Politics 101.
Oh, Lord.
With political science.
Nobody is excited about this, huh?
No, you are. You are definitely excited about this.
Am I the only one?
Yes. I don't even know nobody there. What is that?
Kiki.
Oh, Kiki.
Oh, my God.
Who you voting for, Kiki?
Who I'm voting for? Yeah. Whoever can help, like, keep my wit in order. I gotta have my wit. I don't know. That's all I care. And keep my rent at $12.
You have $12 rent?
Girl, I'm paying it up as soon as my income tax hit. Paying it up. 2 straight years.